We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show now. Lawyer Up is the segment. Our official attorney is Lisa Lanier. She joins us every week at this time, and she goes inside legal cases. Lisa, hello. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well. When I read this headline, I thought, what's up with this? I mean, it is so bad at something called Star Soul Cycle. You know, you've heard of Soul Cycle. Exercise place.
Yeah.
Apparently, their instructors have allegedly made racist comments, homophobic comments on the job, had sex with clients, and fat-shamed coworkers to the point that they're being sued by multiple people. One woman, in fact, an African-American, recalled an encounter with one of the master instructors, Connor Kelly, in 2014. She said she had taken a class at Star Soul Cycle, and she changed her clothes and put on a bandana. To which Connor Kelly said, "Whoa, Aunt Jemima." And she says, "I'm ready to sue." So there are lawsuits coming from everywhere. Do you have any thoughts on this case, Lisa?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. An investigative report was recently done because there have been so many allegations against SoulCycle. And what they turned up was that they have this culture where these really, these top income earning instructors have become like little, you know, megastars within the sports industry, and it's kind of like right now, especially when the COVID hit and people, there were no other sports, you know, these people are filming these people and they're playing music and they become like celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And then these guys, these celebrity cyclists, were then empowered with all of this, you know, sort of money and prestige within SoulCycle, and they just thought they could do anything. And one guy is accused of forcing a college student to have oral sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about making fun of some of the customers and other employees who are a little more on the curvaceous side. So there's all kinds of stuff, but a lot of it's not actionable. Like, fat shaming is not actionable.
Oh, it's not. It should be.
But certainly the... No, yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Wait a minute.
Against the law.
One thing you piped up on was fat shaming and oral sex, Kelly.
Imagine that.
Jesus. Really? She was going on like in a closing statement.
Bop, 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 oral sex.
Mm.
Bop, 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 fat shaming.
What? Fat shaming?
Disgusting.
That should be actionable.
It is perfectly legal to fat shame.
Oh, yes. Man.
What?
When are these laws going to catch up with our society, Lisa? This is wrong. So some of this is not actionable, I guess. They're not going to have as big a problem
as you.
Because I read this article, and it talked about oral sex. So I read it again. I wanted to make sure. This is a long...
On a bike?
You caught that oral sex.
No. Those guys are
fit. No, he supposedly went to her dorm room. It did not happen on a bike.
Oh, all right. Not on a soul cycle.
Whew, I missed that. I thought, good gracious. What kind of... Am I going to change my membership? Because this, man, holy cow. The spa studio has released a statement saying, "We build community centered on core values of diversity, inclusion, acceptance, and love." Anybody's doing anything like oral sex on a soul cycle, that's not...
You're not soul cycle material.
You are not going to be
a soul cycle. That's not who they are. That is not who they are. Yeah.
A lot of times people are not who they are when they're working for one of these giant corporations. My goodness. This is talk about a 2020 case here. There is a couple of lawyers representing a woman named Lisa Montgomery. Lisa Montgomery is the first woman to face the federal death penalty in almost 70 years. But they are trying to delay that, these two lawyers, saying they've got coronavirus, and so they can't fly back and forth to where they need to go to.
Oh, her attorney's got
the
COVID.
Her attorneys have the COVID. Not her. The attorneys have the COVID.
Yeah.
So they are now trying to delay the death penalty and basically trying to get out of it over coronavirus. And some are saying, what difference does it make if you have coronavirus? Too bad. We're going to put her to death at the allotted time anyway. What do you think about this, Lisa? Is that a valid excuse to try and delay things here, get more trials, get more possibilities of a stay of execution?
It is a valid reason for delay, and in fact, I have a little bit of a late-breaking update on this. Last night, a federal judge granted their motion to delay, so
Oh, really?
It is definitely going to be postponed. Yeah, it just happened yesterday evening. But the interesting thing about it is the reason they want to continue this fight is this woman is apparently, they think, severely mentally ill, and she was herself the victim of child sex trafficking. And she developed these profound mental illnesses, and what they're saying, and this goes to all sorts of interesting legal issues about whether or not it's ethical to execute someone who is so severely mentally ill.
Right.
And it's an interesting discussion. You know, her crime was horrific. She strangled a woman who was 8 months pregnant.
Oh.
And it's really horrific. Yeah. So, you know, it's really a gruesome crime and interesting. You know, this lady herself, a victim of horrendous actions, and apparently has multiple mental illnesses that the attorneys for her say make her incompetent, mm-hmm. and that maybe she wasn't even capable of forming intent to do any crime to begin with.
Dark.
I never heard of anything quite like. Where does the federal government carry out executions, Lisa?
So this one is in. I want to say it was just supposed to happen in like Idaho or somewhere, but they have a couple of places, I think, across the country. And this lady, you know, she wasn't scheduled for execution. She was sentenced to death, but there have been...
like Kelly and the Butt Doc.
Yeah. Prosecutors from all over the country have been trying to get President Trump to commute her sentence to life in prison. Yeah. And this, I'm talking about prosecutors asking for this, because they really do think that she was so traumatized by her past that she was mentally incapable of knowing what she was doing.
She's just
interesting
gone.
Case.
That is such a deep story on a Fun Time Friday, and I really just read the headline about the coronavirus, and I thought, I'll just let Lisa get into this.
Yeah, you can tell you really skimmed that one.
Yeah.
What do you mean they're going to delay because she's sick? Who cares? Am I right?
We're not expecting the dark turns it took.
Hook her up to Old Smokey.
Yeah. God, she was talking. I was like, where did
I was like get... watching you get punched every time Lisa said something else.
My papers here. Did
You're
I?
Cringing.
It said, all I read was two lawyers said they had COVID and can't represent us.
You wolfed that one, didn't you?
Get in there. Lisa, tell me this is BS. It's not.
She is severely mentally ill.
Jeez. Can we go back to the BJs on bicycles?
That was a fun time.
Man.